we're surrounded by different types of life, but researchers say we're still scratching the surface of what exists. Imagine what it would be like to discover some new types of life. A Ventura County-based scientist says as he was pondering that question during a research project, he literally almost stepped on the answer, one which had support to the idea that there may also be life in the cosmos.
I was wandering around Yellowstone doing other projects. I started thinking about searching for life that's very deeply diverging, new life, in effect. I started wondering if you really had to go to the ends of the earth to find it. You know, most people, when they look for these sorts of things, are drilling into deep earth subsurfaces, or going to the Atacama Desert, or, you know, going to some exotic hot spring, or they're going someplace that's fairly hard to get to. So I was wondering what we were missing that was just right in front of us.
As he was hiking around, NASA scientist Kenneth Cullings noticed some mushrooms.
I literally kicked over one of these mushrooms. I picked it up and cracked it open and found a lot of things that look like early earth inside this mushroom. It was in a warm environment, something over 100 degrees most of the time. It's full of sulfur, and origin of life theories talk about warm sulfur springs or sulfur environments being where life might have originated. It looked to be full of hydrocarbons, something else necessary. I thought that it might have anaerobic zones inside because it was a closed fruiting structure. So I went and looked. It was just sitting there.
The Oxnard man is part of a scientific team based at NASA's Ames Research Center in the Silicon Valley. He talks about why he thought there might be more to the mushroom than the mushroom itself.
Everywhere you look, you find bacteria. If there's something for bacteria to eat, bacteria will be there. And there's a lot of stuff inside this thing for bacteria to eat, to get energy from. There was the sulfur, there was the carbon backbones of the fungus itself. There are other hydrocarbons dripping out of it, literally. It was someplace for bacteria to live. It had several of the things that people associate with the origin of life happening right inside this thing. Then, sure enough, we looked and we found these two new bacterial phyla and a lot of others as well.
Cullings admits the find was exciting.
When I sent this off to the program manager at NASA who funded it, his response was one line, "Holy crap, you've discovered a new phylum."
Sort of the implication of this is we need to be more open about where we could find life.
Pretty much anywhere we can get to, we'll find life.
Culling says the bacterial life surviving in such a harsh environment is yet more support for the idea that there's life beyond Earth.
For sure. Whether it originated there or came from here. You know, this whole theory of how life gets around, the process called panspermia, there are people who think that life came here from somewhere else. It's perfectly feasible that life might have come from here, gone from here to someplace else. There are fungal, algal symbioses called lichens. If you fly them into space and put them outside the space shuttle on a paddle, they'll live out there. They have mechanisms to protect themselves. It's not unreasonable to think that something like this could have evolved someplace else or moved from here to someplace else.
The NASA scientists are now trying to learn more about the newly discovered bacterial life.
It's called Hyzolithus arisus, no root, arisus. The bacteria we haven't named yet. It's too new.
What next with this? Do we think that there's perhaps other forms of bacteria that we don't know about at Yellowstone?
Absolutely. The more we look, the more we'll find. The more we're open to looking in unusual places, the more we'll find. What is where we're looking but not seeing? You know, so I'm looking at this mushroom, I crack it open, and there's new life in there. Where else that is not at the ends of the earth? We can look in weird places all we want, but what else is not at the end of the earth? What's just hiding in plain sight?
The Ventura County-based researcher says it's an ongoing adventure, with new molecular technology allowing us to learn even more about previously unknown and overlooked life.
Definitely an infinite search. We don't know the tip of the iceberg of life on Earth. The more we look, the more we find. And every time we go out to find, you know, hundreds or thousands of new bacteria. Some are new species, some are new genera. Some like this are older, and they're new phyla. Someday we might find a whole new kingdom, you know, a whole new group of microbes we have no description for yet.
The NASA researchers' findings were released in a paper published by the scientific journal Microbiology Open. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.